Hayim Yim Chavhei Odar Sheini. HaChosidr Mordcho HaRadoker Siper. The Chosidr Mordcho HaRadoker, one of the great Chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, related. Pisgah Marishin Sheshamayinu Merabbeinu Azokin Kishabonu LeLozno Hoya. The first maxim we heard from the Alter Rebbe as we arrived to Lozne, Vos men tornit tormenit, un vos mimeg darfmenit. What is forbidden is absolutely forbidden. And even what is permitted is also not necessary. Kisholish arba shonim ovadnu bizeh. For 3 to 4 years, we worked on this challenge. Achehevenu eifun zeh binyonei chayenu. Until we internalized it and applied it to our lives. Verak oz nichnasnu liyichides lishel derech baveda. And only then we went into the Rebbe for yichides to ask for guidance in choosing a path in our personal service of Hashem. Now, this is from a letter that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote to the Mashpia in Varsha, Rebbe Baruch Friedman. He complained to the Friedrich Rebbe about the Bochrim, that the Friedrich Rebbe refused to allow the Bochrim to come for Yechidus, and they were brokenhearted about it, and they were upset. So the Friedrich Rebbe responds, and he says, this whole idea of Yechidus is not about a visit. Yechidus is about an inner meaning, the content of what is Yechidus. The idea of a Yechidus is that you have to clarify your situation, you have to analyze yourself and establish how you are serving Hashem, both in turning from the negative away from bad habits towards the positive habits, to study Torah, to serve Hashem, and to have good character traits, and give yourself away with all your wants. In other words, putting away your wants for Hashem. This is what you go to Yechidus for, to come and ask for details how to implement after you analyze yourself and you understand your status, and then you go to the Rebbe, you explain to the Rebbe what your problems are, and you're asking for advice how to improve. But today, we live in a generation of youngsters. Their eyes aren't open yet. They don't understand anything. They don't listen to the teachers, and they don't have proper friends, and they're drifting. They're daydreaming. They're fantasizing. They have absolutely no inner content. They just want to look good. They heard that you go to the Rebbe and you have to discuss your situation to complain about bad thoughts and things like that. So they do it. They have no idea what they're talking about. What are you coming to the Rebbe to complain? My grandfather, the Rebbe Marash, once said, when someone came into Yechidus and he was complaining about his situation, the Rebbe Marash says, so what are you coming to me to complain? Complain to yourself. Demand from yourself. Dedicate yourself to learning Torah and you won't have worries. You won't have negative thoughts. Mordcha Radoker related that the first thing they heard from the Alter Rebbe was, what is forbidden is forbidden, and even what is permitted is not necessary. And this we worked on to implement for 3-4 years. And only then we came to the Alter Rebbe and asked him for advice and details in serving Hashem. This is what you have to teach your boys, that they should dedicate themselves, have some inner content, and then, of course, we can talk about Yechidus. So the Rebbe wants addressed this contrast of the two expressions. The Friedrich Rebbe once said, in America, there's an illness that's called menmog. We're allowed to. Everything is permitted. Permitted, do it. Indulge. And then from the older Chassidim, he said, they used to say, even what is permitted is also not necessary. So the Rebbe explains it. The Gemara says that someone who is uncouth, unrefined, is forbidden from eating meat. What does it mean he's forbidden? It's not forbidden, but the idea is even what you are permitted is also not necessary. Why? Because the proper way to eat is when you are refined and you are eating for the proper reasons, to serve Hashem. And you're eating so you are elevating the vegetative and the living, the animal, and you're elevating it to become on the level of the human being because you are eating it and you're doing it the right way so it becomes part of you and elevated. But if you eat because you indulge in food, then it's the opposite. You are lowering yourself. You become the receptacle. You're on the receiving end from the animal and the vegetation. So you become low. And therefore, you are not supposed to indulge, and therefore you shouldn't. So why do we use such strong terms, it's forbidden? We can give you an argument that according to Torah, it's permitted. So the Rebbe says, that exactly is the point. You want something? Put away your wants. Give yourself over to what the Eibishter wants. This way, you free yourself from your own limitations and you enter holiness.